Thank you for everybody giving service. I'm Rich Hart. I am a recovering compulsive eater, one day at a time. And I'm very glad to be here. I've done chairs before and never can work out, as you can imagine, what's the right way of doing it. So I wondered how to do it today. And I think I might start from about 5 minutes before we started the meeting. I came on and I was talking to Rachel. And I said, I'm going to have to go off camera for a few minutes. Okay. I have to give everybody a warning that I'm not going to be serious through this share, because my experience is the fact that there's a tremendous amount of recovery in laughing with each other, not laughing at each other, but laughing with each other. So I went off camera because I needed to get my third meal in of the day. So I did it in about 5 minutes, and I thought it was a great stepping off place, because that is how important food is to me these days. Absolutely irrelevant. It is literally, I eat to live. I ate something which was obviously on my food plan. It was in my food plan for the day. It was literally shit. I ought to get this thing done now, because I'm supposed to be doing a chair. And then I'm thinking to myself, oh no. Yeah, but the chair's about this. And this, for me, is a remarkable place to be. It really is. If anybody is a newcomer or hasn't got it, I absolutely and utterly promise you this works. Absolutely. And only because I spent 27 years proving it didn't. And that's in recovery. That's let alone before I got into recovery. But I don't count the days, because that's because, oh, I should say, when it goes through about regardless of whatever you are or any other attribute, right? Okay, I am high functioning autistic, Asperger's, ADHD, OCD, dyslexic, innumerate, an adult child, and a chronic addict. Okay. So it's going to be one of those journeys together where we're all going to go off in all sorts of different directions. But, I just have to be my truth. So for 18 months since coming and getting my spiritual recovery finally, and that was all my fault, it wasn't God's fault, I have had freedom from food obsession. Now, I really need to be able to explain what that means. Freedom from food obsession for me means not white knuckling. It is not white knuckling. I just eat food. Whatever. And for me, if I gave my full description of my eating disorder, I've had periods in my life when I've been bulimic. I've had periods in my life when I've been anorexic. But my forte is being a binger, restrictor, and compulsive exerciser par excellence, and repeating a cycle over a 7 day period for 10 years, losing the same 8 or 9 pounds during the week, with relentless restricting and compulsive exercising, and to put it all on over again at the weekend. And start on the Monday. Endlessly getting on the scales because my weight is my worth. Just knowing no other life than this miserable treadmill of control. And that isn't what I've had for the last 18 months. So let's put it into stark contrast. I'm a junkie and I'm an alcoholic. And on pretty much everything. 27 years ago, I put down the alcohol and the drugs. But that was an awful lot easier than the food. So my life these days is my family benefit from the fact that I can drive when they're all getting smashed, including my wife. And I never mind that. I go to lots of festivals. And the way that I'm dressed, most people come up to me and say, "Have you got anything?" Okay, I'm surrounded by drugs. I'm not bothered about the alcohol. I can go in, I can buy wine for my wife from an off license or whatever it basically might be. Diddly do. I can be in the out clubbing or dancing, in a party, at a festival, and people will come up to me and go, "Hey, you look really spangly. Can I have what you're having?" To which the obvious response is, "Yeah, you can. It's called recovery." Now, for me, with the food, it's always something completely different. Up until 18 months ago, if I went into the ultimate drug den, which is like a petrol station, okay, I would see lined up all sorts of things which I shouldn't have. Those are the words: shouldn't have, mustn't, couldn't, shouldn't. Which I would just go and white knuckle past, or not, and buy some, and then do it all. I think one of the things I'm most proud of is that for my daughter's 18th birthday, we were out for dinner and I offered to go and bring the car round so we could take everybody home. And I managed to be able to get out of the restaurant across the road, buy three double packs of something, right? Okay, which you can work out, get it in my mouth and still bring the car round in less than a minute. Okay, I was really good at it. And I've done all the things that you'd expect compulsory to do. The other week I was walking down the road and there was some home baked food in the in silver foil in the roadside, probably half eaten. And it occurred to me I could have that. The thing which is really different these days is when I go into a petrol station or whatever, I look at this stuff and go, I used to eat that stuff. That isn't the same as what I had for 27 years after I got off the drugs and the alcohol. I was controlling my food. And if the big book says anything to me, it says half measures avail us nothing. If we are painstaking, I was just actually flicking through something because I was looking for something. And amazingly, I actually ended up on the back end of the promises. But it's like there are all sorts of funny words that always stick in my mind, like rarely have we ever seen. We stood at the crossroads and everything else like that. And then I was listening to Our Invitation to You. And I love Our Invitation to You because I come, obviously, my first OA meeting was end of 96. I was nearly 20 stone, which is about 40% heavier than I am these days. So I am 100 pound or whatever that is, you know, I've lost that. You know, for me, life has changed completely. And I thought it'd be important for me to focus on that. You know, I look at these things 18 months ago when I realized I was in a real mess. I thought, well, how can my life ever be the same? How could I ever have Easter again? How could I ever have Christmas again? How could I ever have a birthday again? Or are these kind of things to which the answer is great. I mean, if someone had explained to me 18 months ago, all you've got to do is give in and you can have all this. Oh my. Because every day it's just great. I have so much fun, so much laughter, so much peace, so much stillness, so much joy, so much love. And in Our Invitation to You, you know, I've got one of those brains which is very, very selective. You know, my brain is really selective about what it will hear, right? Okay. And I have some shocking things to share. I never heard that step three said, made a decision to turn our will. Never even heard the word will, right? Heard the word our lives, turn it over to God. In the same way, when I listen to Our Invitation to You, it just where we got to that classic bit at the end of reading the 12 steps, it said, but I'm too weak. Okay, that's what it says. And it doesn't say it when I'm in some of the other meetings. And I just remember this, you know, it's weakness, not strength, that binds us together. Yeah. Okay. You're not alone. So the message was always there. But I chose not to follow the message because my nickname throughout my life is the Spartan. Anybody know who a Spartan is? I would rather die than give way. I am one of the 300, and I was always going to do it my way. And the way I most wanted it to do it was without you lot. You horrible, nasty people that are going to harm me. I really was frightened of people. And now you're my best friends. You know me in a way that no one does, you know. Oh, for the at the risk of getting shot, you know, my cape, for example, you know, I'm waving at you. I don't think we've ever physically met, and yet you know me better than most people do. So when I put my stuff in the chat, I always say connection is the opposite of addiction. Surrender everything and control nothing. Okay. Now, I just need everybody to know that this is, I am not a smart ass. It took me years to get to that point. I came into the rooms in at the beginning of 2024, again, burnt out. Burnt out mentally, burnt out physically. I could not stop eating. I could not stop eating. I am not joking. I had lost my ability to restrict. And so my worst nightmare was coming true by the minute. I put on about a stone in 6 days, which is easygoing for me. And I came into the rooms in a state of complete desperation. State of complete desperation. Inevitably, someone's going to go away and knock at my door. 2 seconds. What a great bit of timing. Esther! Esther! Is this inappropriate? Okay, so I've got a family full of teenagers and some kind of bag of food's just been delivered at the door. Yeah? You couldn't make it up, could you really? I'm not bothered about looking at what's inside it. In the old days, it'd be what's inside it. Have you finished with that? Can I have some more? Yeah?
Oh, that's mine.
I know. There we are. That's an impromptu cameo experience. It shot from my son. Yeah, so I'd have been hovering around to see what was there at the end of it. You know, what's in that? What might be left? Could I have some? Is it going to go in the bin? I picked a lot of stuff out of the bins. It isn't like that anymore. That could have been a bag load of socks. And that is what it's like. If, as I finally did, I surrendered and realized that I was beaten. The three words that used to keep me doing the food, whereas I'd given up on the drugs and the alcohol and everything else years and years ago. One was should. This goes all the way back down to my childhood. Well, you should be able to eat one biscuit. There's your self-control. Dot a lot, dot a lot, lot. Okay. Then, of course, there's the, well, maybe today I could. Maybe I just might be able to do it today. Okay. And then, of course, the third one, which is the hardest one, is I want to. And when I moved beyond that, I literally had the gift of desperation, and I couldn't do it. I can't do food. I can't do food. I can't do food. Complete surrender. I have a very wonderful higher power that I've had all my life, I think.
5 minutes, Rich.
Right. But it's moved in all sorts of different directions. Certainly, I never thought my God had any bandwidth to deal with what I put in my mouth. too busy sorting out the world in 7 days and stuff like that. Okay, whatever. What I had to get to, and this is the real secret, was I had to fall in love with myself. I spent all my life wanting to be somebody completely different to anybody but me, and now I don't want to be anybody but me. I love being me, even though I'm very crazy. I'm so happy, I'm so peaceful. That is what happened. I had to realize that God loves me unconditionally. God doesn't make mistakes, so God needs me to be the loony that I am. And that when I did surrender, my God is incredibly generous and incredibly kind, apart from one thing. I had to surrender 100%. Now, as the bargainmeister, I tried 99, 98, 90%, 80, all this. Have to surrender completely my control, because my background is based on abandonment and shame and rejection. And there are things I'm addicted to as well, just to make life difficult. So I like repeating the same message over and over again. And it made me hypervigilant, hyper-controlling, an island, an isolator. Being alone was a virtue. Not being dependent on anybody was a virtue. I've had to unlearn all of that. Got about a minute left, have we?
You have 3 minutes.
Oh, great. I want everybody to experience what I'm experiencing. You all deserve it. This is the worst. Don't talk to me about drugs versus food. Food's institutionalized. You've got to stroke the tiger 3 times a day. Da 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 da. It gets confused from a very early age with love. I'm a smack addict. I'm a coke addict. Easy, easy to come off. I'm an alcoholic. Easy to come off. Food is much more difficult. And for me, I have to remember the two sides. I want to get this in. Again, it's an example of me not actually hearing what people say. Someone said it to me the other day. They said, I'm an emotional eater and a compulsive eater. If I start eating certain red foods or undertaking certain red food behaviors, like an all-you-eat buffet, I will not be able to stop. Okay, so I have to stay completely away from that. But I'm also an emotional eater. I will eat to block emotions, block feelings, comfort myself, reward myself. And if I'm not looking after how I'm really feeling inside and talking about how I really feel, it's like a dripping tap. Eventually, I'll start drifting back into the food. So that's who I am. But these days, can't even begin to tell you all the miracles that have happened. I love you all so much. I don't know you yet. Some of you I do. But I love you all completely, unconditionally.